We are learning Mesechtas Erev in Daf Tes Amud Beis, and we're starting on top of the Amud. We just brought down Rabbi Yochanan's memory. Rabbi Yochanan said that if you have a Mavui that has a bunch of Lechiyayim, one after another, on the right side, let's say, it's Machlekes of Shimon, there's an Afkamina between Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanon. It was all within four Tfachim of each other. So fear of Shimon Gamliel, it's a long Lechi, and fear of Rabbanon, it's a short Lechi, and there's an Afkamina. The Gemara asked the Kasha, must be an Afkamina is Bein Lechiyayim. You can't mishdamish between the lechi, and must be if you're doing a meal, you only start from the end of the whole group of lechiyayim, which is a mechumra. And according to Rabbanon, you can start from the first lechi. And it was a kasha. Rava, the more answers that Rava says to when open to a karmelis. Rav Ashi has a different teretz to explain the three avyechna, what was an afka mina for you're doing a meal in Rabbanon. Rav Ashi Omar, kegoin, shirotzbu belechiyayim, pachos pachos ba'arba, less than four tfachim, b'meshach arba amas. The nafkamina is like this. This length of all these lechiyayim with the in-between is more than four amas. And we know, we learned earlier in Daf Hei, that a lechi that's more than four amas long is not a good lechi. Why not? Because it looks like a mavi. It's the length of a mavi. It doesn't have a shem lechi anymore. It does not have a shem lechi anymore. And therefore, it's possible. So if you're a shem gamil, the hell, the amamir lavud, the isay lavud, have belay mavi. Then it's a mavi. It's a lechi achar atir. It's definitely a different lechi because it's four amos long. It was rasul lechiyayim, four amos long. But the rabbanon they don't say lavud, so it's the first lechi is a lechi, and it's a kosher lechi. The rabbanon they mean loy mir lavud loy tzarach lechi achar atir. You don't need another lechi to be matir. That's the way Rav Ashi will learn, and this is in Virava. The nafkmin of Shemuel Rabbanu is it a four amos long lechi? Very good shmak. Because four amos lechi is no good. A very important question you have to speak out. That lechayra. Don't we know from Daf Hei Amud Beis that if you put it up l'shem lechi, even if four amos lechi is good? Does the Tosfos and Rashi both say that? So what's the pshat over here? Even if four amos, I put it up l'shem lechi. So if you look at Tosfos Daf Hei Amud Beis, the Maskel Pachas, the middle of the Tosfos, he says, "Avahid lekamon the lechi ha'moishich." It's great to talk about Gemara Daf Yom, but same thing. Lechi ha'moishich hoyel v'avel oirich ha'movi ve'ina sois meidalid nidoin m'shemovi afilu hukva l'shem lechi. He says it depends. The only time it helps that I do it with Shem Lechi is only if I do it to the width, where I close up the entrance, like that was the way the Lechi was made there. Or it's to the length of a Mavi, if it's 4 hours long, it's no good, because there it's still not nicker, even if I put it up with Shem Mavi. That's a very important thing to speak out from Tosfos. Another thing just to speak out from both these Gemaras is, they see for me, they say, Lavud Lahachner. It's a big Shaila, it's a Ramah, Lagavi, Tumah, they have a Tumah of a Koyin. So, Shalom, if you have a oil that's within three tefachim, Shalom, you say lavud lechumra. It's all shaila there in the Ramah, and the Magen Avraham and Tavkuf Beis asks from here, from these Gemaras, they see you say lavud lahachmer. It's a shas, you see from these Gemaras, you say lavud lahachmer. Okay. Back to our Gemara. So we said here, Machlekes says if it's 4 amos long, Machlekes says if it's a kosher lechi or not. If it's a kosher lechi or not. So, and the Gemara says, if it's lavud, so it's 4 amos long, it's not good. If you're a bonner, it's no lavud, it is a kosher lechi. If you're a bonner, even though it's 4 amos long, lahava kenira mechuz shavafnim. Let it be like a halacha, which you're going to learn in the next Gemara, a machlaikis, if a lechi from the inside does not look like a lechi, but on the outside it looks like a lechi, is it a kosher or not? So he's saying, here it should be kosher as nira mechuz. Rashi explains that probably, when you put these five lechiyayim, let's say I'm saying an example, five lechiyayim on the right side, the first one you probably put jutting out a little bit out of the mavi. Because he said that was the minig. A person may always put a lechi, a little bit jutting out of the mavi, because he wanted people to realize that it's a lechi, not part of the wall. So since it's sticking out, so even though it's more than 4 amos, it should be kosher because nearer mechutz, v'shava v'frim. So the Gemara answers, "Midu time Rabbi Yechonon." We'll explain Rabbi Yechonon, and what we know, Rabbi Yechonon holds like also Rav and Om Rabbi Yechonon nearer mechutz v'shav afnim. Rabbi Yechonon holds lechi is only nearer mechutz, but in the inside it's not nearer. Ain't any of them shav lechi. It's not a kosher lechi. So therefore, don't ask me a kasha like that because here won't be a kosher lechi. Just have to speak out a very important question that lechayra. What is the hell of it sticking out? The Ma'ase says it's a 4 amos lechi, and a 4 amos lechi is not good, so who gives it sticking out? So you have to say, the Mefarshim don't ask this kasha, the only place they found this kasha was in the Ezim Mekayman, and he says that most of you have to say that since it's sticking out, you look at that thing sticking out as its own lechi, and that's why it should be a lechi, and that's why it should be a heker of Nidim Shalachi. The Ma'ase says, no, Kanir B'chush of Dim is no good. Fi Rabbi Yechon at least. And that's why we're saying Fi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, since you say love it, it's a 4 amah long lechi, and it's no good. Now we're going to start the Gemara of Nirufnim v'shav v'mechutz. Itma. We learned. Nirufnim v'shav v'mechutz. Whoever has a pictures, could use pictures while we learn this Gemara. Itma. Nirufnim v'shav v'mechutz. Nidor v'shav lechi. That's for sure. If it's Nirufnim like lechi, and you can't tell on the outside, it's v'shav lechi. What does that mean? What that means is, you have a lechi that if you're facing the front of the mavi, it's flush with the wall, with one of the walls of the mavi. Let's say again, the right wall, it's flush with the right wall of the mavi and facing the mavi. So from the outside, it looks like a very thick wall. When you're standing in the mavi, you realize that that's just a stick that's on the front. So from inside the mavi, you could tell there's a lechi. But from the outside of the mavi, you can't tell there's a lechi. That's for sure a good lechi, because Iker heker for the lechi is mefnim, not mechutz. So that's for sure good. Itva nirav mefnim shav mechutz nidam shum lechi. Nirav mechutz shav mefnim. If it's only nirav mechutz, but the inside it looks equal, then it's machlekes. Rav Chir v'shem Rabbi Charam nidam shum lechi, Charam nidam shum lechi. One says it works lechi, one not lechi. What does that mean? Nirav mechutz shav mefnim. So there's basically two pshatim that are showing them how that means. Either it means that jutting out of the wall, going outside the mavi, is a lechi, and from inside the mavi, it looks flush, like it looks like a long wall. But from the outside, it's just a thinner piece, thinner stick, so you can tell it's a lechi. Either that's the case, or it's a case, it's like a tuff. It's a board that's going out. When you face the mavi, it's going out. It looks like, you know, a flag. Going out, so from the outside, you can tell. From the inside, you can't see, because it's going outside the mavi. Inside, you can't tell. Those two cases are nearer b'chutz v'shav v'fnim. That's machlokes if it's good lechi or not. A very important thing to speak out is that we learned earlier today. We learned that a koira has to be a gavi mavi, but if it's outside the mavi, it's no good. Here we have clearly lechi is outside the mavi. What's the shaila? It's good. Zokter Rashba nafchesam based state though that this whole din has to be gavi mavi by koira, by lechi not. By lechi you don't need that. Okay. So we have here by nearer b'chutz machlokes of chiyav shem rabbi. You don't know who's who. Who holds what? It's nim shum lechi and nim shum lechi. So I'm talking about the stayim. The Rav Chiya who the Amah nidim shum lechi. Let's bring a raya. The Rav Chiya is the one who holds that's nidim shum lechi. Tanya Rav Chiya koisel. That's we'll bring a raya. The Rav Chiya is the one who holds that it's good. Tanya Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya learned a set of Rav Abraisa. Set of Abraisa like this. Koisel should see the echad konis mechaveroi. You have a koisel of the mavi that it gets a little narrower at one point in the koisel. Say if it's nearer on the outside and inside you can't tell. That means when you're facing the mavui, you could tell that the wall on one side gets narrower in the front, then it gets thicker. But inside you can't tell. Say in the inside it's narrower, in the front it looks like a fat wall. But you go inside, you see it's narrower in the inside. Either way, did the mishum lechi. So it's mafurish, because he says the case is which if you have a picture, it looks like that it's thin in the front and then it gets wider in the inside, and from the inside you can't tell because it looks like the whole wall is that thick. You can't tell. He says, either one is Mishum Lechi. So with Testayim, we see Taka Rav Chiya holds that Nirum Mibachot is enough and it's called a Lechi. Frank the Gemara, Rav Chiya says a Braisa. Rav Yechon, Mila Shmilei, never heard of his Braisa, didn't hear his Braisa, how can you argue? We have a four right for the Itmar, Rav Yechon holds that any did the Mishum Lechi. Rav Yechon, Mila Shmilei, so Gemara, Elishmila must be heard. Loi Sovla doesn't hold of it. So Rabbi Chiyanami, Loi Sovla. Rabbi Chiyos doesn't hold of it. Just because Rabbi Chiyos wrote down a brayso, that means he holds of that? So Gemara, no. Hi, my. Bishlo Rabbi Yechon, Loi Sovla. He doesn't hold of it. Mishmachal Loi Tainla. He didn't bring down this brayso. Elo Rabbi Chiyah, but Rabbi Chiyah, he said Loi Sovla. If he did not hold of this brayso, Lom Lil Mister, why is he bringing it down? If he's bringing it down, he must be a holds a good brayso, and that's the halacha. And therefore, it's a raya that he's the one who holds that is a good lechi. Omar Rabbi Ravuna, Nirav Mechutz, V'shav Afnim, Nidim Mishum Lechi. Rabbi Ravuna also says the halacha is, Nirav Mechutz, V'shav Afnim, Nidim Mishum Lechi. It is a good lechi. Omar Rabbi says, Masfina Nashmaitin, have a kasha, you're saying it's a lechi, I have a kasha on you. The halacha is, we had this a little bit before, Chotza Katana, Shnivitza Gedoyla. You have a Chotza Katana that was open to the Gedoyla. That means the Chotza Katana has no walls. It's completely, on its fourth side, it's completely open to the Gedoyla. But the Gedoyla, which is wider than the Chotza, by its opening, it has two extended walls on the right side and left side. So halacha is gedolah mutaris. Gedolah is mutar because it has walls and it's a door, so it has walls. But ketana asura. But the ketana is also because that whole side is completely open. It's like the door. It's bottled to the gedolah. Then misa, if you hold nidam lechi hanir mechutz is good. Ketana nami tishteri benir mechutz v'shav afnim. If you look at the picture, it's like shaped like a T. So lemaisa mibachot, if you're facing the small chatz, you see it has two flanks, has two walls on both sides. So it has a lechi. So let it be as nir mechutz v'shav afnim. That's the kasha l'chayra. Why doesn't it work? As there was first the Mishnah, then not like man yamol zidim shum lechi. Rab Zera, no, I have an etza. That Mishnah that says that the chatz katana is not kosher with a lechi. Nechnosim koisle katana l'gdoyla. The koisle katana jut into the gdoyla and they go past the walls. They go in past the walls. So therefore, even if you're facing outside, it's completely open, the walls of the chatz katana, because the chatz katana's walls continue into the chatz gedola and passes by the side walls. So it passes by the side walls that has no lechi. Freitim Arakasha, how much wider is the chatz gedola from the chatz katana? How much wider is it? Maybe it's not wide. It's not in any case. It's in every case the chatz katana is also. V'chayra, even if it juts in, l'maisa, if it's within three tefachim, the walls of the gedola are only three tefachim on each side, less than three tefachim wider, and you have the thickness of the walls also that make it smaller space. Let's say lavud, and then you'll have lechayayim on both sides. That's a lavud. Freiting more, relay my lavud with history. V'chi teimi, you'll tell me you can't say lavud. You know why? The mefilge tuva, because the chatzah gedola is much wider than the ketana, and therefore the walls. And the walls are much further, and we're saying that it's going in. Rav Zera is saying that the walls of the Kosek Tana are going into the Gedolah, and it's too wide. But we have a Brisa Rav Chanina that says, Ketana v'eser, Gedolah v'achas esrei. It says the case of this Mishnah, Chatzah Ketana v'Gedolah, is that the Ketana was 10 tfachim, 10 amos wide was the opening, and the Gedolah was 11 amos wide. We know amos is 6 tfachim. So it's 11 amos wide, it's only 3 tefachim wide on each side, and considering that the walls have a certain thickness, there's only less than 3 tefachim space in between them. Just say love it. Amar Avina, yeah, you're right, there's 11. But the case will be, one side was 2, one side was 4 tefachim. So you only have love on one side. Great tomorrow, okay. So you only have one side, so say lech on one side. Talk to Gemara, Rabbi. We're talking about a chotzer here. But a chotzer has a different din. A chotzer, either according to Rabbi, it needs two passim, or a pass dalet on one side at least. That's not clear, that's enough. But according to Rabbi, it needs two passim. A chotzer needs more than a lechi. A chotzer needs two passim. Rabbi, he don't be in a shnei passim. The time of the Brisa, a chotzer the teres passim. Achav is a shnei passim. Going to Rabbi needs two passim. Therefore, here, it will not help to have a lavud on one side, because only have a pass on one side. It's not enough for going to Rebbe. So we're saying like this. The Mishnah is talking about is going, Kosek Tana going in. Therefore, you can't use the walls. I say lavud, because it says it was, the Bryce is 11 amos wide. It was 4 and 2, and you need 2 passim. It comes out, the Kosek Tana doesn't have 2 passim. Therefore, it's not good. Since we're middle of the Gemara, let's just finish up this Gemara. Let's finish the Gemara. It's like 6, 7, or 10 lines more, but it's not much middle of the Gemara. So Gemara is to try to answer that even if you hold nir b'chutz nidam mishum lechi, here it'll be worse. Why? Because you don't have two passim here. Because only 11 amos wide, and you don't have two passim. Zog to Gemara, hi, mate. And I don't understand. Iyam b'shlama nir b'chutz shavafnim ain nidam mishum lechi. If you hold that taka nir b'chutz does not have a din lechi, and Rebbe Savala k'Rabbi Yosi, and Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yosi, who holds you need 3 tefachim for each pass of a chatzah. And therefore, the Rav Zera of the Ravina Lassi, he doesn't hold the Rav Zera holds that it has to go, the Kaisek Tan have to go jot into the Gdailah, or the Ravina Lassi, he doesn't hold the Ravina that's 4 and 2. Mishum Haqi, then you understand why the Brisa had to tell us, Ketana be'esav deo be'achas esrei. Mishum the Rebbe Savak Rav Yosi. Then we can understand why the Brisa says, you know what, we're talking about Dafka at least 11 amos wide. Why? I want to bring at this point that a chatzah needs a pass gimel each side. and stole, you know, is gimel inside. Still, like, tana will not be good. Why tana won't be good? Because your nira b'chutz is no good. Why did it say the case is dafka 11? I want to bring out this point that a chutz needs a pas gimel inside. Then it makes sense why the Braisa says dafka 11 amos to bring out this point that you need three on each side. Then it makes sense. But Eli Amris, but if you say Nir B'chushov Nev Nidim Shulechi, and since you hold Nidim Shulechi, therefore you have to take a few akimtas in this Mishnah. You have to say the Rav Zera, which means that it juts in. And you also have to say Vidra Ravina. You also have to say Ravina's Halacha, that's four and Tuisa. And you have to say Rebbe Lo Yisav Lak Rav Yesi. He doesn't hold Rav Yesi, they need three Tvachim Yisav, because even on the Chasa Gedolah, that's good. You have two and four. So then, Gdoyla Bachas Achsulomli. So why do we tell me that it had to be 11 Amos big? Like, what was that Ageya? Maman of Shach. Ila Mishra Gdoyla Kasi. If you want to be Mashra Gdoyla, we're not going according to Rabbi Yaisi. So then just say, Be'esav Shtay Tvachim Sagya. A 10 Amos and 2 Tvachim is enough. Taish speaks out, you don't even need 2 Tvachim, just 2 Mashus. Just speak out, Tani Rabba Ravada, it's enough. 10 Amos and 2 Mashu. And Vila Mishra Ketani, want to ask the Ketana because we hold that it's nearer because it's good. Kaasi lashvina mifkatuva. Say a case where it's much wider than 11. Than 11. They don't say 11. Elav shmamino. If you want to, because you want to say 11, because you want to have a 4 and 2 and make that it's not good. Just say it's very wide, and therefore you can't say love b'chlal. So why do you say a case 11? What's the point of saying dafka 11? Dafka 11 screams out that I want a case that you need three on each side, dafka, and then it must be near b'chushav afnim is no good, and we teach us Rabbi Yitzchak Halacha that a chatzir is a pas gimel on each side. Elav shmamino near b'chushav afnim ainin d'mishmulechi. You see from this whole concoction over here with the mishnah, with the brice, everything together, you see we don't hold ainin d'mishmulechi. It's not nidim shulachi. Shmamino. And therefore we have to say the case dafka free Rabbi Yaisi. Because if it was not going to Rabbi Yaisi, and the case was it was jutting in, and we want to get away from lavud, so therefore we say that one side is 4 tvachim, that's why you need to have 11. So say much better, say much, much bigger, say it's much bigger, say a much wider thing. That there it's a milsa the psika that it won't be lavud. Because when you say 11, you're getting a chance as lavud, because it might be 3 and 3, and it'll be lavud. So why would you do that? Why would you say dafka 11? Say it much bigger. So it must be that if saying daf this year is trying to say 3 and 3, it's hard and trying to say it's going according to Rav Yaisi, and it's fakir, it's a raya, nir v'chutz, shav v'nim, ain't a nidim shumlech.